Yes, we're back. Episode 7 or 8, who knows? We started keeping count. We went back. I think this is episode 8.
Without further ado, episode 8, it turns out, once again, Kenny and Jan, and we do have a very, very special guest. Not because she wanted to. Turns out we had some mail left over that was forwarded to our address, so she had to come down and get it. And then we were like, hey, Dara, you want to just sit with us and talk for a little bit? And
she couldn't say no because she was upstairs.
Right. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, Dara Castiglione, or...
Oh, I'm hyphenated now.
Dara Castiglione.
What is your
Watson.
New?
Watson.
Wow. Yes. Castiglione Watson?
Yes. Castiglione Watson.
Are we keeping the company name Castiglione Events?
Of course.
Yes,
oh
of course.
God,
right? That's her brand.
Yeah. 100%.
It's like Nike.
Watson ain't getting in there.
That's what I'm saying. Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, Dara. So, Dara.
Hi. Dara, you just got married.
I did.
Where?
We rented an Airbnb in the Catskills.
Oh, my God.
Very, very non-traditional, different.
Maisel went there.
How many people?
65.
Awesome.
Tiny.
Did you have fun?
Oh, my God. So much fun. Yeah. It was what I wanted. I couldn't get into the whole big thing.
Right.
No.
You've seen the big thing.
That probably feels like work to you,
yeah,
right?
So I needed it to feel special and important. So.
Awesome. So tell us about how you got started in this crazy business. What'd you do before this?
And what you do now.
Oh, okay, I am a wedding planner and designer here in Asbury Park and all over. Mm-hmm. We're based here. When I was younger,
I was all the way back.
Let's get deep.
I came from a very big, loud Italian, North mm-hmm. Jersey family.
That explains the last name.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, pesto mozzarella.
Right, exactly.
Cut the mozzarella.
The ricotta.
Sunday dinners, Wednesday dinners.
Quiet. Hold on, is it sauce or gravy? Kenny wants to know.
I know what it is. It's sauce.
It's sauce, but gravy is only when it's bolognese.
Right.
All right, good. Cool.
So Jim, anyway, so...
Spell bolognese.
I can't All be. Right.
All right, keep going. Sorry.
Bologna. Okay.
So, Sunday dinners, Wednesday dinners, all that, big, elaborate holidays, and I just gradually kind of started taking interest in it and doing it with the aunts and everything, and then when I was, 19 or something, my aunt was like, you should really get into catering.
Was her name Maria?
No.
No. A lot of Italians named Maria.
Yeah, my name was going to be Maria.
Your name?
Yes.
Oh, look at that.
Do you have a middle name?
Elizabeth.
Okay.
Ooh. Yeah.
Great.
So
you started throwing dinners.
And like helping the aunts and doing all that. And one of my aunts was like, you should really get into catering. And I was like, what even is that? So I got involved with a caterer in the city.
How old are you at this point?
It was later because I didn't take it seriously.
Right.
So it was 23 maybe.
Right. New York City, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Before that, I was interning with a wedding planner in my town.
Okay.
And then... people were like, you should, the catering thing. So I went to the city, worked in the city for a little while. I was commuting from Brick.
Oh my God.
And
how'd you get in there?
The bus. Which was horrendous. It was terrible.
Before cell phone movies?
Yeah.
So what do you do? Read the paper?
Yeah, it was terrible. I did work. It was terrible. But I never saw my child ever. Mm-hmm. So I had to leave. So it was unfortunate, but it was what I had to do. So I started working in Princeton doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't making great money. Didn't have really great health benefits there doing that. So I had to go fall back and work for a contractor.
Mm-hmm.
So I did that. Full time forever.
Wow.
Worked for construction companies, a couple different ones. Learned a lot there. And you'd be surprised how much parallel there is with construction and event planning, especially the type of event planning that I do.
Right.
Like building
project management.
Yeah, totally. Yes. So I learned a lot there. But always did weddings on the side. And in 2012, I started Castiglione Events myself.
Yes.
But was continually working in construction.
How did you get your first wedding?
First wedding, on my own.
Yeah.
A friend of a friend.
Yeah.
And I bartered with the friend to build my website. So I didn't get paid.
Nice.
Oh, but very smart.
Built
smart.
My website. Yeah. The friend of a friend. Thank you, Daniela and Brooks.
Shout out to Danielle Brooks.
Daniela and Brooks.
And Brooks.
Husband and wife.
Brooke.
Yeah. And then I just started taking little by little word of mouth.
Yeah, just building from there.
And then in 2017, so it took a while to leave my full-time 40-hour-a-week job.
Yeah.
But I did, and that's when I began doing this full-time.
Jumped in both
feet. So people, think that it's overnight, or like, oh, I want to be a woman entrepreneur and all that. And next year, it took me 7 years almost to do that. 6 years to like really be able to do it. And I was I really even ready when I did it? Probably not. It was right before Christmas. It really wasn't great, but I did it, and here I am.
Awesome.
So
yeah, we've worked with you a few times.
Kenny. This is Kenny talking. I don't know if you can distinguish mine and Jan's voice. Mine's the skinnier voice.
Wow, I didn't know you could tell.
Yeah, so Dara was the planner at my wedding extravaganza, September 28th, 2019. The greatest day of my entire life, and I want to thank you for that, Dara. Jan, not so much. Had a speech. He really murdered me in that speech.
I made the wedding.
Speech will be live on the website soon.
So good.
But Dara, yeah, did a phenomenal job, her and her team at my wedding. I had, I don't know, 290 something guests. We're just gonna say 300 rounded up.
We'll
phenomenal
say 325 movie. At the end of the day.
Yeah. Felt like more.
Uh-huh. And she was the glue that you know tied it all together. I am in the wedding world, and I thought that you know I'd be able to handle a lot of this stuff on my own. I was wrong. I needed her. I needed the team. She got us all where we needed to be when we needed to be there. She worked with the caterer, with us as the DJ company, photographers, so on and so forth. And again, greatest day of my entire life.
I remember in the beginning when we first met with you and Ashley talking about what we do and stuff, you tried to get me not to do your timeline.
Right.
Like, I can handle that.
I got the timeline.
Can you please?
Please, just do it.
Just stop it and be the groom.
Yeah. I just let it go, right?
Yeah. And, that's the most important thing.
And that's it. That's what you got to do. And we were speaking before we started the recording devices that we want to submit the wedding and the photography to, what did we say?
NJ Bride.
NJ Bride. And we'll do Ruffled. Right. We'll do a whole bunch.
What was that second one you said?
Ruffled. The Knot.
Love that.
Yeah,
building a wedding basically from scratch, what you guys did, is totally different than just doing a wedding in a venue where
traditional space.
Yeah, where all the stuff is there.
Yeah.
Right.
You had to bring in bathrooms, tables, chairs.
Yes.
Tell us something that goes into tent weddings. Like, a lot of people underestimate, you know, what's involved in that.
So a big misconception that people have with tented weddings, what they think they're going to do tented weddings, they're going to save money.
That's a
huge misconception that people think, and it's not true. Because you have to, first and foremost, I think we were just talking about this before, like, you have to go in with your wedding with a budget. So with an overall budget that you really don't want to go over. And once you have that in your head, then you can kind of break things down. So with tented weddings, it's not just, okay, your reception hall.
Yeah, it's not just plate costs.
Yeah, your reception hall, like with the food, with the lighting, literally with the floor that you're walking on, the seat that you're sitting on. It's not that. It's the space rental where you're going. So like to rent the ground that you're sitting on.
Right.
The tent rental to cover you guys. You know, rental. Yes. So like chair, flatware, china, glassware, linens. There's a lot that goes into it.
Weather contingencies.
Yep.
You know, you got to have plan A.
Yeah.
I mean, we gambled on the weather that day.
But we had a backup plan.
Boom.
Yeah, we had a great backup plan. But wind, too. People never factor in wind and insurance costs for things that
electric.
You didn't realize. Yeah.
Electrical engineering.
Totally.
Like we even went back and forth a few times on Kenny's wedding just to make sure we had enough power for everything that was going on.
Yeah. It all worked out in the end. And we want to thank Dara from Castiglione Events. That's at Castiglione Events. .com.
What's your website? No, handles don't work like that. Oh.
At Castiglione Events on Instagram.
Right.
Twitter? And are you on Twitter?
Yes, but Dara Castiglione.
Dara Castiglione.
MySpace?
I wish. Let's bring it back.
Yeah.
I know.
The bands.
How fun was
the
that
bands
have.
Bring back MySpace and baggy pants. Mm. No?
Remember parachute pants?
I remember Jankos.
Big Janko guy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Were you? Yeah, I bet you were.
Oh, yeah. That's right in my wheelhouse.
Yeah.
Eighth grade, intermediate
surfer,
west.
Surfer, dirtbag.
Yeah.
meets
raver.
Yeah, meets raver.
Meets
where
lollipop raver.
Then?
I went to Tom's River North, represent 01,
well,
the Mariners.
Brick Memorial High School girls basketball kicked the crap
did
out
they?
North last night.
The Mustangs?
Yes.
Mustangs.
Those parents are nuts, those North parents.
They are nuts.
They get out there on the floor?
Yeah. Tom's River is a wild town to grow up in. I just watched a documentary about the cancer in Tom's River. It's like insane.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Is that on Netflix?
It's like a 12-minute YouTube. It turns out it was a book called Tom's River. And long story short, in the 50s, Sibagagi showed up. Tom's River was just like farms. And then everybody moved there. And they dumped everything.
Oh my God.
Into the river. Everything. It's all the waste into the river.
Yeah.
Then they set up a pipeline to dump it all into the Atlantic Ocean. Pipeline broke on Bay Avenue and Vaughan. All this stuff got into the water stream, and like that's, and there was like clusters of child cancer, and like
that's insane.
Sibagagi was in my backyard. I like grew up right in it.
That makes sense, actually.
Yeah,
I was just gonna say that. But I want to be rude.
We're no denying that.
They're making a movie. It's gonna be good.
That's insane. Maybe that's why these parents are so kind of wacky.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
From the water.
Facts. <That's right. laughs> Makes sense.
Anyway, no. If my kid's not boxing out, I'm going to get crazy, too.
Yeah.
You have to box out.
I guess.
Box out what?
Like, box out when a like, shot goes up. So you can rebound.
Makes sense.
Shut up, Jane. You don't know nothing about sports.
All right.
Sports. Where were we? Where were we?
So we want to bring value to, you know, people planning weddings. So, Dara, if you could talk to people that are haven't even booked a venue yet, what's the important things... Some important things they should keep in mind before booking their venue, as far as you could talk about budget, number of guests, like what do you see people, where do you see people making mistakes when they're picking their venue? Like what mistakes are you seeing?
Okay. I hit on budget a little bit before, but it's a huge thing.
Yeah.
Before you go into planning your wedding, it's not comfortable and it's not fun. And it's like one of the least fun things to do.
I also read it. I don't want to cut you off, I read a statistic that most people think their wedding's going to be $20,000, $25,000. Mm-hmm. And it's literally double 100%. In New Jersey.
Double.
It's $45,000,
$50,000. Totally. And that's at a traditional
I wish I spent $50,000.
Yeah. Right.
I know.
It's people. I don't blame anyone for coming in and saying, all right, $25,000. Let's try.
Yeah.
If you've never planned a wedding before or a party of that size, mm-hmm. how are you supposed to know?
Right.
So I always say compare wedding planning. It's almost like buying a house, right? Like, can you buy a house without a realtor? Sure. Why not? Of course you can. But why wouldn't you consult a realtor if, you know, to get... Why wouldn't you consult a realtor who knows everything, who's done it a bunch of times, that can just give you some tips or whatever before trying to jump in and do it all yourself?
Absolutely.
You know, what things will cost, what hidden fees.
Yeah.
So I say just call a planner, even if it's not me. Call a wedding planner, ask for a consultation, and go with a list of questions.
You'll at least get good advice.
Right, totally. And all our first consults are free. So, FYI, for the first time. Anything after that, you have to pay. But
absolutely.
And most planners are like that. So that's a huge piece of advice I have, is to talk to someone that knows what they're doing. You might feel like you know what you're doing because your friend has gotten married or you're a bridesmaid or something. But it's a lot different when you're in the driver's seat and when invoices are getting sent to you and you're like, oh, whoa, floral's going to cost what? I had $2,000 to spend.
Let's talk about those hidden costs. Some examples. I mean, one that comes to mind for me is people don't realize that when you get a plate cost, it doesn't include gratuity and tax.
Right.
It's very important.
That's 30%.
Yeah. To ask. Well, some venues include it and some don't. So that's another thing with contracts. You have to go through your contracts.
Maitre d' tips. So I remember when I, you know, my wedding about a couple of years ago, all those things were a surprise to me. But then it was like, oh, yeah, also 5% for the maitre d'. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what? What is he doing with this money?
Yeah.
5% of a billion is a million.
Yeah. They bust their ass, though. Mm-hmm.
They
deserve it. It's not that they don't deserve it. It's just the people need to know.
Ahead of time. Totally.
Ahead of time.
Yeah.
And do the math in your head.
And that's something that's a perk of having a wedding planner, a good one at least, that will tell you, like, you have to set aside X for gratuities. We have an entire sheet that breaks down like our suggested gratuities to each vendor. People that you wouldn't even think to get the tip.
Right.
You know, and like people never know, like, well, what's a good amount for my makeup girl? What's a good amount for the photo booth attendant? Here's what we have seen.
Yeah. Because you have all the averages.
Yeah. So people, you know, it's a great thing. And
so let's get real practical here. Somebody wants to save money on their wedding. Mm-hmm. How do you do it?
Guest list. Short.
Cut it down,
tiny.
Right?
That's the biggest thing.
You have to go in a space where you don't have to have 150 people.
Exactly. And like people ask me that question all the time. And it's legit, like, a true thing.
Yeah.
You don't want to spend $1 million, don't invite 250 people.
Yeah. You have to go on maybe 100. Maybe you have to have an 80-person wedding.
Micro weddings are bit of a trend right
now. It's coming up, right?
Yeah. It's kind of like what we did.
What is that? Like a dinner? Yeah, like so basically like, a big dinner party?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. You can still do a first dance. You can still do a little dancing after party, but it's not the big, huge 200-person thing. So, yeah. And even you can even do a nice dinner party with your close friends with your ceremony, and then, you know, 2 weeks later, just have a big rager.
Right.
You know?
Of course. Now, with those these micro weddings, from the entertainment DJ standpoint,
you still need it.
But are there the same formalities where, you know, you're introducing everybody a bridal party?
Not necessarily. No, so like
you
with
can or you can't, it's really up to you.
With ours, like we, our DJ and it just introduced us into dinner. Introduced our I had my man of honor, which my brother, and my husband had his best woman.
I met your brother.
Yeah. He's awesome. Yeah, he works with us all the time.
Wild dude.
He very wild. Nuts.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Shout to bro. Is he listening? No one's listening.
He might. If I tell him I'm doing this, he'll think I'm a joke.
Right.
Anyway, he introduced our speeches and all that. And then we did like a dance party in the basement of the house.
That's it.
Yeah. So,
and you had fun, right?
Oh my God, I had the best time.
And think about all that stress, like you didn't have to deal with planning a big wedding.
Yeah.
That's a real thing.
I was a little stressed.
Well, probably because it was far away, right?
Yeah, and because it was Christmas week. So
okay,
it was, like,
that'll get you.
Yeah. But yeah, that's my biggest thing. Big misconception that people have is that like greenery too will wind up costing less than actual flowers. Not super true.
It's not true, right?
No. It used to be maybe when it wasn't super trendy.
Yeah.
But the things that people want to do nowadays are elaborate with the greenery.
Absolutely.
So that's not...
big archways, flower walls, grass walls.
Keep that to a minimum. Bridal party, wedding parties, keep it to a minimum. Because if you come in and say you have 13 bridesmaids, you're floral, you're paying for 13 bouquets.
Yeah.
You just have choose two girls and two guys on each side, or one in one, and that'll cut down.
And that's also 13 gifts that people probably won't give you because they're like, "Fuck this! I brought a dress. I went to your bachelorette party.
Right.
Already spent $2,000.
Right.
No gift.
Yeah. But
no gifties.
There's ways to make people feel important. Mm-hmm. They're your VIPs.
Yeah.
There is.
Yeah. They get the chicken fingers first.
How important are vendors? You know, for someone planning a wedding, like
so important. What? So important. You want a vendor that knows what they're doing.
Absolutely.
We're just reading the questions that we wrote down.
Oh, I don't have anything. Kenny, is it time for an ad read?
Oh, yeah. All right. This ad read is brought to you by Gushers. Would you like a food and a drink in one bite? Try Gushers by... who makes Gushers?
I don't know. We should have looked that up before you started the ad read.
Keebler?
Yeah.
No.
Whoever makes the Hostess.
I don't know. But have you ever eaten something so good in your entire life? I haven't. Try Gushers Fruitomic Punch at your local Stop and Shop.
Gushers. Anyway, sorry to interrupt you with the ad read.
Better get the maker of those things, otherwise you're not getting a check from them.
I know, right?
So what advice would you give to, let's say, is there any vendors that you'd want to give advice to? Or give some tips on how to make a more successful event. It could be a photographer, videographer, DJ, like communication. Like, is wedding programs really important to you from the DJ? Or, like, what are some pet peeves maybe?
Okay, even? So if there is for a photographer, DJ, venue director, all that, videographer, if there's a planner that you're working with, respect them.
Yeah.
You guys always have, obviously, but there are some vendors that kind of say, they don't take us seriously, and I get that. There's a lot of not great planners out there. I understand that. Girls that have just got married and, like, think, okay, I'm going to become a planner now. Like,
exactly.
But recognize, like, the good ones and what they're saying, and communicate with them and just trust that they're going to take care of you. That's something that it's very important to us with talking to our vendors and asking, hey, how do you guys work? How do you want to run the show? And how do you want to, how does this timeline want to go for you?
Yeah. One success that we found with working with planners is just maybe just doing an offline call without the bride on the call.
Always.
Let's get on the same page.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk real.
What is the vision she told you? Because I'm going to tell you what she told me. Mm-hmm. You know, she wants to maximize dance time, so let's work on the timeline together.
Right.
So that you can do that.
Right? It's not, we all have an end game, and it's the bride and groom, or the groom and groom, bride and bride, the couple, and it's to make them happy. So if the vendors can work together nicely and do that, that's what matters. It's not a competition. We all have to be a team here.
That's right.
And not, you know, there shouldn't be any bullshit.
This is the most, essentially the most important day in these people's lives.
It is.
That's the whole point. And that's why I personally love doing it, because I like being a part of that important days. And that just goes back to me just being, I don't know, a narcissist, I think.
No, you want to take care of people.
I love people. I love being there like that day. Like, don't even, you know, if I just came and emceed the wedding, I never met with the client. Like, then I see them and they're like, yo, you dude, had a good job at my wedding. I love you, man.
You impacted their life too. And they'll remember you. That's.
I love all my brides and grooms out there. I love you guys.
That's why I think that's why we all do this, is because we love taking care of people. We love to see people happy and making an impact on one of the most important days of
life. Absolutely. You know, we want people to leave the party and be like, that's the best party we've ever been to. Not the best wedding,
right,
but like best party period.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that's what we're always striving to do.
Totally.
Of course. Kenny, what else you got?
Questions?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know. I like your shoes. Where'd you get them?
Oh, mine?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember. These are old. They're like free. These are like very old. I
love those.
I wasn't prepped for that.
Right. We really didn't write down questions.
I did get this at my bachelorette.
Ooh, where was the bachelorette? We can't talk about that.
It was in the city.
Yeah.
What about logistics as far as the ceremony space in relation to the venue and the hotel? Like, what are you seeing? Is there any trends where you're seeing where people are just no more churches, everything's on one site, or what are you seeing more of?
Trend-wise,
as far as like where the ceremony is.
Okay, so obviously church weddings we've seen in the past couple of years are really on a decline, unless it's important. What I'm seeing, unless it's important to the parents.
Yeah, right. My mom's a psycho. Yeah.
So
hey, Mom.
All right, all the parents out there, leave your kids alone.
Let
it's
them
their
do
day.
What they want.
I know.
Oh, God.
Nah, Ma, you're cool.
We actually have a clause in our contract that states
no parents.
No, it says that no matter who's financially responsible, the bride and groom, or the groom, bride and bride, they're our client.
Right.
And that's who we're taking direction from, because it's been.
Have you like conflicts of interest where the parents tell you one thing and the bride and groom tell you another?
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to get into it.
Yeah, of course.
Yes.
No, it's nothing specific.
Tell us a story.
I can't.
I know.
I know. I wish I could.
We've heard it.
But do you think it's important for like brides and grooms to maybe talk to their parents about it?
Yeah.
First?
What I see a lot of is at the end of the day, it's. Especially if you have a really headstrong parent that's paying.
Mm-hmm.
That's what.
Yeah, I hate when they dangle that over.
It's not right.
I know. It's like then don't pay.
Right. Like their wedding at the end of the day.
I know.
They do that.
It's very true. They do.
They're helping. They're paying for the whole thing. They're paying for the DJ, whatever. Mm-hmm. So it's like,
play my song.
Yeah.
Like, we've had drunk parents come up to us in the party. And they were requesting songs that are on the Do Not Playlist.
Yeah, no.
And we're just like, what do you want us to do?
Yeah. Like, client is a client.
And they're like, we're paying you. We're like, yeah, that's true. But like our clients, like we got to make the bride and groom happy. So what we do is we'll be like, all right, get permission from them and we'll do
it. Right, yeah. Totally.
You know, but it's just crazy that some people will actually go and talk to them and like almost get in an argument
at the wedding. I've had moms call me on the side saying, that's why I have put the clause in there.
Have you seen like actual altercations at weddings where people got in a fight?
Like arguments? Like physical?
No, like physical.
Physical fights. No. I'm saying no now, but I'm going to leave and be like, oh my God, that one time. Nothing that sticks out.
What about toasts that got super
I had a groomsman.
Awkward.
Wait, I had a groomsman not make it to the ceremony.
Just because he was too messed
hammered.
Up?
Hammered. Passed out hammered. Guys had to carry him into the suite.
Didn't make it to the what?
Ceremony.
Didn't
walk
early.
Down the aisle. Hammered.
Oof. That's early.
Not good.
Yeah.
I had a couple groomsmen at my wedding drinking in church. Rob.
Shout out to Rob for drinking in church.
Yeah.
We won't
cool.
say his last name. Could have been any Rob.
It's cool. I mean, like, go ahead, drink. It's an awesome day. It's fun. But, geez, like, it's your friend's wedding day.
Yeah, wait one more
Come
minute.
On. Yeah.
Wait 10 more minutes.
Yeah, I didn't
Relax.
Mind, but some people would mind. I guess God minded. Yeah. But, you know, Rob was going to hell before he drank at that wedding. Let's put it that way.
That's for sure.
You know what I'm saying? You know, when it comes to... You know, when you and I talked, and this is something we really feel strong about, and you were completely on board with just kind of the timeline of the reception, not necessarily the ceremony, but, you know, how we like to do introductions, all your formalities first,
right
have
away.
A dance set,
totally.
Then eat dinner, then have another dance set.
Yep.
Quick little
yep.
dessert break, dance set,
yep.
it's over. If you're not, sometimes you don't even break for dessert, but like that dance set between the formalities and the dinner and having those formalities
Ahead of time.
Yeah. Because of, you know, the fact that you have everybody's attention
right.
During the introductions, and the also the fact that these people are kind of afraid
nervous,
sometimes to do
totally,
speeches
yeah.
and like they want to bang it out.
Yeah.
They,
yeah.
You don't want to hold it over the head that, oh, you got to wait 2.5 hours. Right. For your
and
speech.
They have to like kind of stop drinking. Yeah, like, right. Yeah, no. And it's honestly, because I've done it the other way. I've done it in the way beginning when I first started. And you have no one's attention later if someone's going to try to do a speech or a first dance, not a first dance or like a parent dance later. No one's watching.
Nobody is.
So do it all ahead of time. Introductions, first dances, parent dances, speeches, done. And then party.
Right.
Exactly. You know?
Right.
Get to the party.
Yeah.
A lot of issues we run into are with... the venues, they're like, oh, no, it's not party time. It's salad time.
Well, okay. So I've worked on back-end catering for years.
Mm-hmm.
So every time that you are doing a dance set at a wedding, just for everyone out there, not you guys, there's a reason for it. So it's for the kitchen.
Right.
And it's for them to prepare and get their salads plated and get their dinner plated. So every time you're dancing, there's a reason.
Right.
So sometimes when I go into weddings and I'm talking to DJs that don't understand that, that's difficult.
Right.
Because they're like, well, why can't we? Kind of just like you guys just said. Why can't we? It's because the kitchen needs time. If the kitchen or caterer is coming to me and giving me some ridiculous time that they need, well, that's on them, and then that they're not a great caterer. I'm not giving them an hour and a half for to be seated. Like, that's crazy for plate up. So,
absolutely.
15, 20, maybe a half an hour after those formalities.
Depending on the guest count.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. But that's from our standpoint. Mm-hmm. We like to, and just, you know, we all want to work together. At the end of the day, if the food wasn't great because, like, they're just not good at cooking food, we're like, whatever, we're still going to party.
Of course.
But, you know.
You want to get people up partying.
Yeah.
I get that.
So we just, we don't want to, they just ate at cocktail hour. So, like, what's the point?
They don't need to eat again.
They don't need to eat again.
For a long time.
Yeah, so we like to let them know that we're here to have a good time. Just a quick set of 15, 20, 30, 40, whatever it is.
That is actually what you guys just said, is the beauty of working with, like, a piecemealed wedding.
Right.
That you have your caterers that you work with, like, our best friend's Cardinal over there.
Yeah.
Like, Marilyn Trump.
Shout out to Katie.
Yeah, woo, Laura. Grace, all you guys.
Nice appetizers.
That's the beauty of doing something like that, because when you go into a traditional venue where they're like set in stone about what they want to do, they're going to be more hard pressed to be like, no, DJ, sorry.
Pennsylvania's heavy on not dancing for a long time. Mm-hmm. Like 2 hours, they want people to just sit.
It's it's crazy.
It's crazy out there.
But there's one way, like, you can actually help the timeline. I'm talking to people planning weddings or even planners, is give time limits to people giving toasts.
Because
those are always the X factor that no one knows how long toasts are going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes dad might say he's doing 5 minutes, but he's had some drinks 15. And he's up there 15, 20. Mm-hmm. Now you just lost your dance set.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's so important to give people time limits.
Or just get an idea. Ask them. People are like, oh, that's weird. Do I have to get, you know, you have to.
Yeah.
Think about your timing and like what you want to be doing.
And how fast this goes.
Yeah, right.
Like, you only have 2.5 hours for dancing, maybe, you know, best case scenario. So if you don't have time limits on things, then you just lose out on the fun.
Yeah, you got to communicate with people giving speeches.
Absolutely.
Know?
Especially if there's 5 people.
Right.
Like, do the math.
Oh, God.
25 minutes.
Yeah, like, you should have really no more than 3, but...
I know. We've been in positions where we almost had to just play people off with Oscar music because it got so bad.
But
you
can't. The thing with that is that gets tricky too, because people are like, have you ever had to like stop a drunk person or something? You can't do
you
that.
You really can't.
I know.
Because
you can't.
God forbid they like get irate with you. And
I know.
Get,
like, what am I going to fight a guy at
the
wedding?
The other day, the table, I mean, the kid started off on fire and he was funny, but then it just went long. And then it's like, the girl next to me was just like, yo, get him off. I'm like, I can't do that.
Yeah.
There's absolutely no way. When he stops, it stops.
So like, that's something
the groom or the bride could do that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That listener should know, like, that a DJ can't do that. A planner can't do that.
Yeah,
we
pick
won't.
Your toasters carefully.
Yeah.
Listen, if you give us a neck cut sign, you know, we'll step in, play a song. But if you're just sitting there, like, we got to, you know, we can't fight your guests.
I have a crazy story.
Yeah.
We had this guy, I was working with Ryan couple months ago, and it was like an uncle, a friend of somebody, and he's like, you know, I want to tell a couple of jokes. I was like, absolutely not.
No way. Like a rogue person just coming up and asking?
He's like, well, no, I'm funny. I you know, I do some jokes.
Oh my
God. He goes, I'm friends with the dad, and the dad's like, No. And I go, listen, man, thinking like there's no shot he's actually going to ask the bride. I go, the only person who could tell me that you could do this is the bride and the groom. Mm-hmm. And he went and asked them.
Oh, my God.
And then they were just like, yeah, it'll be funny.
Yeah, because they feel bad. You put them on the spot. Yeah. What an asshole.
And then I'm like, he's like, all right, so what am I going to do? And he kept pushing. And I'm just like, all right, I go to the bride. I go, he's going to talk now. And she's like, okay. And he gets up there and bombs.
Is this in the middle of a dance set?
No. It was like the dessert break. Oh, okay. You know what I mean? Like absolutely bombed. Not one thing he said.
Probably had no one's attention.
Yeah, he was. I think he had like a racist joke in there and a sexist joke. Wow. There was like it was just so bad. And then so that was the one time we did. Ryan played music and I was just like grabbed it and like.
You gotta just ignore people like that.
Yeah, the bride was just like, I'm sorry. You know, he was funny.
Mm. Yeah.
And I was just like, dude.
Too much. People get nuts.
I know. People, especially older guests that haven't drank in a while, they just like, they just turn into these people like, it's my day.
Right. Totally.
You're gonna play Rolling Stones.
Well, how about some older guests at weddings that treat us planners as if we're their servant?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my
and their
God.
Personal attendants. Like, excuse me. I said, come here. Like, oh, I'm asking God. You. We
They've
have
said that.
That
to you before?
Yeah.
Oh, my
God. And like, or continue. They'll come in. A big thing that we get all the time is that when they come into the space or a tent and there's the walls down at the tent, they'll tell us, I'm cold. It has to be chilly for a little bit because the space is going to fill with 175 of you. You're all going to get hot. So they'll tell us they're cold and we'll say, okay, no problem. And obviously we're not going to put the heat on yet because it's going to get warm. And then they badger us. So I say, got it. You got it. So we do to annoy guests.
There's so much that goes on in the back end that people don't realize to create a successful event.
In a perfect world, everyone would be perfect, I guess, right?
Yeah. But there's always something.
There's always something.
Always.
But that's why, you know, we can handle it.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
We got, if it's a sports analogy, but, you know, if we're the quarterback and there's a defense is coming at us a different way than the play that was called, you audible at the line of scrimmage and you adapt and then, you know.
And you fix it.
And that's, you know, what we're good at. We're good at thinking on our feet and acting on our feet.
There has been things that have happened at weddings. I mean, I want to say probably like at least every other wedding maybe that something happens that my clients will never know about.
Right.
Like forever.
Good.
So that's what happens in this industry.
You're the dark knight of event planning.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
People are dying, Alfred. What would you have me do? All right. So, any more questions? I think this was great. Derek, thanks for coming downstairs.
Thank
Sorry
you.
We held
so
your
fun.
Mail hostage.
No, that's okay. Where is it? You didn't give it to me.
We sold it to our neighbor.
Yeah.
We'll check.
Thanks,
we might have
guys.
It.
This was fun. Thanks for having me.
Guys, check out Dara at Castiglione Events. Mm-hmm.
CastiglioneEvents.com.
CastiglioneEvents.com. At Derek Castiglione on Twitty.
Yep.
And that's all the platforms are.
Yep.
And if you know anybody getting married, send them our way.
Yeah, please.
If you know anybody who wants to be on the podcast, send them our way. Hopefully, after these two interviews, we get more listeners.
Yeah, we'll see. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. This
Probably
has been
not.
Episode 7 or 8. And once again, we lost track. But thanks for listening. Bye.